Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on top. Just last Gemara again was that the Gemara said that Masnis and Loik Reb Leza, that's what the Mishnah said, Vein Beis HaPras, Ois HaBeis HaPras. So Gemara says, Masnis and Loik Reb Leza, this Nan we learn like this, Rabbi Eliezer Oim Reb Leza says, that Beis HaPras, Ois HaBeis HaPras, one Beis HaPras doesn't make another Beis HaPras. So a Beis HaPras again is, he had a field that there was a kever of mace buried there, and then they plowed over the field. So it's a suffer now, maybe the bones are all over the field, some of the rabbanon, the field is tamei. So our Mishnah knows that one Beis HaPras, now if you plowed it over and it went into another field, the next field does not become tamei. So it's not like Reb Elazar, because Reb Elazar holds that a Beis HaPras doesn't make a Beis HaPras. Nothing more says, rabbanon not come, according to rabbanon zone, how much after this one field, when you plow, does the next field become a little bit tamei? So Mar says, "Ki yosu ravdim ravdim ikem amar shlokish amar b'shimon bar abom," that shlokish sadeis, three fields, meaning this middle field was a base of press. So now, if you plow at the end of one field into the next on the right side of it, so that right field becomes also 100 amos, like it says, shlokish sadeis u'shtei minus, and each field one row. The kama moli mana, what's called a complete row, meyam 100 amas. Ketani, like we learned, hacheres es hakever, somebody plows over a kever, right? You know exactly where the kever is, and you plow over it. So it's a base of pras moli mana meyam, means the field all around the 100 amas, all around it becomes tami nami the rabbanit. We have to be afraid, maybe there are some bones there. So if you know exactly where the kever is, where the mace was buried, so only 100 amas around it. So regular Beis HaPras means in this field we don't know exactly where the kever was, so therefore the chumra, the whole field becomes tamei. Now if you plow the field next to it with this field, so Rabbanan do agree that the next field, 100 amos into it, does become tamei. Because you have to be afraid maybe at the end of the first field was the kever, and now when you made a harisha, it takes it into the next field, 100 amos, but not more. So that's what our Mishnah means. Ein Beis HaPras, is Beis HaPras, does not make another whole field into a Beis HaPras. Not like Reb Elazar, he holds the next field, the whole thing becomes a Beis HaPras. And Rashi even learns, according to Reb Elazar, all four fields around it become a Beis HaPras. But the Mishnah tells that the Rabbanan Shita know another field, the whole field, does not become a Beis HaPras, only the 100 Amis right near the end of this field. Yeah, now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, V'yein Truma Acha Truma. You would take Truma off once off your crop, so you can't take a second time. So the Gemara says, Mas Nisin Man Huza Mishnah Go Like, Rabbi Akiva, it's according to Rabbi Akiva Shita. The Tznan would learn like this, that Hashutfim Shetormel, let's say two Shutfim, two partners that owned the field together, after they had somebody cut down the wheat, now both of them took off Truma. Zeachazer, one after another, first Reuven took off Truma off the wheat, and then Shimon, the second partner. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Trumas Shneim Truma. Both Trumas Achal. So Pasha Reb Elazar holds that Shutfis is the Pshat partnership that each one owns like half of it. So when one took off Trum, he took off his share. When the second one takes off his share. So Akoponim is called on the same field, like there could be two Trumas one after another. Now, Rabbi Kiva Raymano, Ein Truma Shneim Truma. Both Trumas are not Chal. So Rashi learns, but it means rather the first Trum is Chal. Because the first one takes off, he takes off of both of them. So once one takes off Truma, then the second one can't take off anymore. So that's like our Mishnah, they want to take off Truma once, you can't take a second time. The Chacham said it depends. Im Torim Harishon Kishir, if the first Shutif, when he took off Truma, he took off the way he's supposed to, let's say 1/40th, he took off a 1/60th for Truma, then very good, then the second one relies upon him. Then Ein Truma Sasheni Truma, because for sure, like he really relied on the first one, so it was chal already once. He can't make a second one. But v'yim loy torim kishir, let's say the first shutif, when he took off, he didn't take off enough. He didn't take off as much as he's supposed to. Then truma sasheni truma, then the second one's trum is chal. Because then the svarah, the second shutif, does not really want to rely upon the first one. He doesn't like how much he took off. So true, the first one took off as much as he could for his share. But as much as the second one owns, he doesn't want his truma to help for his. So he has the right to take truma for himself. So that's how Mishnah means also, when you take off truma once, and it's like a chal on the whole thing, so then you can't take a second time a truma. Then it says in the Mishnah of Yain Tmura is a Tmura. When you have your behemah here, a behemah's chulun that you made a Tmura, you said Zutachazu, so now it's Kodesh Rekdusha's Tmura. but it can't give off to another behemah kedushas tmura. My time, what's the reason? On makro, the pasuk says utmurasoi. So we darshin v'loy tmuras tmurasoi. The pasuk says the tmura becomes kedush. Mashma, only this one, and not further, doesn't go further. This tmura cannot make another one tmura. Here, it says v'hayyuhu tmurasoi. Mashma, only one can make tmura, and that behemah tmura cannot make a second one. Then the Mishnah says v'yein havlado is a tmura. If you have a behemah kedush and you have a cow, and you made it into a korban shlomim, let's say, and then it became pregnant and has a vlad, so the vlad has kedusha, but on that vlad you cannot make tmura. Why? The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says who? So da hoyu who tmurasa yi kedush. So darshin who means v'loy vlad. Mashman who only the korban itself and not a vlad, only the behemah that you are makdish could make tmura, but not a vlad. Then it says that Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Havlad Ois Tumura, Yehuda holds yes that the Vlad could make Tumura. The Abakor, the Pasuk says, Yiyu is the Rabbi says Havlad. So Yiyu is Mashmi, even the Vlad, of Vlad Kochim, also since it has a Kedusha Saguf, you could make Tumura from it. The Gemara says, Rabbanon, what do they do with this word Yiyu? The Rabbi Shoykei Kemezi. Look at how the Gemara later, though, the Rabbanon holds this word Yiyu is Marbam, that by Tumura, even Bishoykei goes to its Chal. Even Rashi says it means really it's Betois. There's more later enough. Yud Zayin Rashi says that Meforish Lo Kisava Lohomi V'Shochem. Person wanted to make tumur on his black animal, and by mistake he made it on the white one. So by regular kochim, if you makdish an animal like that, this hegdish betoris is not chal. But by tumur it's chal. That's when the extra word yiyu l'rabbis even shegig also works. So that's what the rabbanon do with this word yiyu. But if Yehuda uses the word yiyu to teach us now that the vlad has kedusha, that could make a tumur. Now the Mishnah says ha'oifos. If you have birds, that's a korban, or else if you have menachas, any mincha, ain't nice in tmura. Like you can't take another mincha or flower next to the mincha and say zutachazu. It's not chal any kedusha. There's no love. Why shlonem ela behema? In the pasuk it says clearly behema. It says yom behema be behema. So only by behemas there's a parsha tmura, not by birds, not by menachas. Now it says hatzibur, a korban tzibur, or else via shutfim, two people bring a korban together, ain't nice in tmura. That korban cannot make tmura. You can't take a behemah schulman and say zutachazu. Shneimer, because the pasuk says lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir. Was mashma only one lechlifenu? Mashma one a yochid. So the pasuk is talking about only a yochid. And what did not a korban sibur and not shutfim? Now yochid oisit tmura v'yein hatzibur v'yashutfim oisit tmura. We just got finished saying. So that's all part of the drasha. Tichvenu v'lo yomir oisai. So drasha is it should be ha-yochid oisit tmura, but v'yein ha-tzibur v'yein ha-tzibur v'yashutum oisim tmura. We dash from this pasuk lechafenu v'lo yomir. Yeah. Now, kodshe bedek habayis ein oisim tmura. If you have a behema that you are makdishit only to the bedek habayis, so you can't make tmura. The kedushas domim can't make tmura. Omri Rishim Rishimin says, "Varei ma'ise bechlal hoya." The parsha of ma'ise behema is a korban by itself. V'lomna yotza kalkum in the parsha of ma'ise behema. The Torah again says the parsha of tmura. It says by a ma'ise behema you can make tmura on it. So Loimla comes to teach us that ma ma'ise behema, just like ma ma'isa, is korban yochid. It's a korban yochid ma'ise behema. So yotzu kabonet siba, the korban siba cannot make tmura. Or ma ma'isa korban mizbeach, just like ma'isa, it has a kedushas mizbeach. You have to bring it for korban. That what makes tmura. Yotzu kabonet bedek abayis, but korban is only a behema. It only has a kedushas dum bedek abayis. That does not make tmura. That's why Reb Shimon makes the drasha. So Rashi says the Amr of Shimon tesrile the kochi bedek abayis ikri korban, because the Shimon holds he argues in the Tanakama. He holds it is called the korban. Bedek abayis is also called the korban. So how come it doesn't make tmura? He has to make this new limud. You learn out from Maisa behema. So Rashi said the pshat from Tanakama was that he stands says kochi bedek abayis does not make tmura to gabi tmura ksiv korban. It says the word korban, and the kochi bedek abayis is not called korban. We'll see in the Gemara. Rav Shimon holds no, he holds the bedek abayis is called the korban. Therefore, he has to have this limud. I learn out it says an extra parsha of tmura by Maisa behema to teach us that just like Meister is only a Yochid and not Shutfis and a Korban Mizbeach, that's the only thing that makes Temura. Now the Gemara says, Ton Rabbonim, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yeikot Shebedek Abayis Oysen Temura. Maybe a Korban that was Huktash, the Bedek Abayis could make Temura. Talmud Lemna, the Pasuk says Korban. In the Parashah of Temura, it says the word Korban. So, Mishin Ikro Korban, only a Korban for the Mizbeach is called a Korban. Ketush Saguf. Yotzu kotche belegabayis should nikro korban the behemoth only huktesh the belegabayis for the domim. It's not called a korban. He can't make tamura. For the more beloy, is that true that a korban belegabayis is not called a korban? For your tanya, we learn the pasuk says e korban would have just said the word korban. So shemaya niyafilu kotche belegabayis. This is the pasuk of shchut techutz that he can't shecht the korban outside the base of mikdash. So would have just said the word korban. I would have thought that even kedushas belegabayis also can't shecht outside. Why should nikro korban? Because it's called a korban. Kinyan Shinema, the Pasuk says, V'nikuv is Korban Hashem. And that Korban over there, that Pasuk is talking about Bedek Abayis. So how do I know to say there's no Issa Shchut Techutz by Bedek Abayis? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'yel Pesach HaYimoyed Lo Heviyo. That you did not bring the Korban inside, and you shechted it outside, then you chayiv. So Diyik is, Kol HaBoa Pesach HaYimoyed Chayov Malo Mishram Shchut Techutz. Any Korban, a Korban Aguf, a korban mizbeach that you're supposed to bring on the mizbeach inside, now if you shecht it outside, you chayav for shchut techutz. But v'chol she'ein v'bol pesach hayomid, like the korban bedek habayis does not come, it's not supposed to be teshrit inside the base of mikdash. Therefore, in chayav malav mishum shchut techutz, you're not chayav for shchut techutz. But a korban we see from over here that ikri korban that a bedek habayis is called a korban, and I need a special miyati to say that you're not chayav for shchut techutz. So, for instance, Amar Rabbi Chanina Lakash, there's no stira. Hor Rabbi Shimon, true, this brisa goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. That he holds a Bedek Abayis is called a Korban. And therefore, he learns out from the Mishnah a different way that there's no Temura. From the Hekesh to Maisa Behemo. And Hor Rabbanan, our Mishnah that says the Pasha of Korban, that goes according to Rabbanan Shita. So, where it says, the Rabbi Shimon Yikri Korban, but the Rabbanan Lo Yikri Korban. According to Rabbanan, though, a Bedek Abayis is not called a Korban. For the Gemara, is that true? Ah, v'loi v'oksiv. We just had the pasuk of Shem brought down that says v'nikra v'es korban Hashem. So that's talking about a bedek habayis. This, you see, it's called a korban. The Gemara says no, korban Hashem ikri. True, it's called a korban of Hashem because it belongs to bedek habayis. But korban la Hashem lem ikri means it's not stam a korban that's brought for Hashem. It is not brought on the mizbeach. So korban la Hashem means a stam korban. It's not called a bedek habayis. It's called a korban Hashem. That's true. But it's not called Stam Korban. Now, Tzad Rabbanim. The Pasuk says, Lo Yevaker Ben Toiv L'Ra V'Lo Yimirenu. Says this Pasuk by Maisa Behema, that Maisa Behema, 10th one coming out, that's Maisa, whether it's a good one or a bad one. And whatever becomes Maisa Behema, you should not make Temur on it. So, Loma Nema, what does the Pasuk have to say, the Yis of Temur by Maisa Behema? V'Lo Yikva Nema, the Pasuk said before already, Lo Yech Lefenav Lo Yomer Oysai Toiv L'Ra, federated the Yis of Temur. If you have a behemoth kochim, you can't take a behemoth chula next to it and say zutachazu. So when it says the fishinem, because the pasuk says tam loyach lifen of loyamer oisai, you cannot make tmura from a korban. So mashma would have thought to say from that pasuk korban yochid, korban tzibur, for korban mizbech, for korban bedek abayis. I would have thought to say any type of a korban you can make tmura on, even though it's a tzibur and even though it's only for the bedek abayis. Therefore, Tam Lev, the Pasuk have to say again, this is Reb Shimon's Drosha, it says, Lo Yevaker, it says by Maisa Behemer again, Lo Yevaker ben Toiv L'Rav, Lo Yemerenu, to teach us, and Omer Reb Shimon, Fare Maisa, this is Reb Shimon's Drosha, Omer Reb Shimon, Fare Maisa Bechal Hoyu, that Maisa Behemer was already Bechal the Pasha of Temura. Why does it have to say a second time here again, Temura? For Loma Yotso, was it go out special? Lemloch, come to teach us, to learn out Temura, for a Maisa Behema. Ma Maisa, just like a Maisa Behema, that's when you have 10 new sheep born to you, and you take them out through the door, and the 10th one is Kaddish. So that's a Korban Yochid, the private owner. And also the Korban Mizbeach. What do you do with Maisa Behema? You have to bring it for Korban. V'dov Shabbat B'chayv, it's something that comes, it's a chayv for you to give to Maisa Behema. V'dov Shein B'Shutfis, there's no din Shutfis for Maisa Behema. You have to own the Behemas yourself, and not with Shutfis. So these things have Temura. Is Av called the same thing called Korban Yochid, any Korban Yochid, the Korban Mizbeach, the Dover Shem Baba Chayv, something comes with a Chayv, you have to do it, the Dover Sheinoi Baba Shutfis, something that does not come through Shutfis, in these things you have the Yisra Temura, but not in the Korban Sibar, and not in the Bedek Abayis, and now we'll soon see things that are not bought L'Chayva. Tis the way Rabbi Shimon dashens. Rabbi Yom, Rabbi says a little bit different. Rabbi Yomer, Lom Yotzes Maisa. How come Maisa came out special in the parsha of Maisa Behema? What does the Torah have to say special that there's Tmura? You could make Tmura on a Maisa Behema. So Mayata comes out, Lidan B'Tmuras Shmoi, or B'Tmuras Gufay. Comes to teach us that there are two types of Tmuras in Maisa Behema. There's one Tmura Shmoi, just the name of it, and then there's a Tmuras Gufay, the Gufa of the Behema itself. So Rashi explains that Tmura Shmoi means the Chsiv Liel Minei, Olochol Maisa Mabina Mikol Rabbi Shim Korali Asiri Chi, Oliyechot Osir Asiri, Shineim Kedoshim. That when you're counting your 10 animals, you made a mistake. And the 10th one, he called the 10th one number 9. And the 11th one coming out, he called that number 10, that the locher is both of them is Kaddish. The 10th one is Kaddish, and the 11th one also has a Kedushas Shlomim on it. So that's called the Tmura Shemai. Just the fact that you called the 11th one number 10, that gives it a Kedusha. And also Tmura's Gufay. Meaning to say that the actual Maisa Behema, you can make Tmura on it. That's called Tmura's Gufay. You take a Behema's Chulin next to the Maisa and say Zutachazu, so Nitzvah's Tmura, that's called Tmura's Gufay. So these are the two Chedushim of Maisa Behema. So Gemara says, Rabbi holds, Leimelach comes to teach us that Tmura Shemai Kreva, that Tmura Shemai means when you call the 11th one number 10, it has a loch like a Shlomim, and its mama is brought for a korban on the Mizbeach. But Tmuras Gufay, when you have the Maisa Behema, the 10th one itself, and now you take a Behema Schulin and say, Zu Tachazu, that you make a Kedushas Tmura from the Maisa, the locha there is Eina Kreva. True, it has Kedusha on it, but it's not brought for Korban. The Tmura of a Maisa Behema is not brought for Korban. The Rashi means down because we have a Gzera Shavu going out from Bechor. And by Bechor also we have these two Kavonis, that even though you make Tmura on them, it's Chal the Kedusha, but it's not Korav. He can't bring it for carbon. Rashi is going to mean the Pirkan Liel. Gomar Havor Havor Mi Bechor. O Bechor Ksiv Hain. So we dash him by them. Hain Kraven, Rashi says. V'yain Tmuros and Kraven. That if you make a Tmura off a carbon Bechor, you can't bring it for carbon. Same thing applies by Meiser also. That's called a Tmuras Gufay. That Tmuras Gufay is not Korah for carbon. Now, Tmuras Shemoi. That means this 11th one that you call Shlomim. Nigelis. That if you want, you could be go, you could redeem it. When it becomes a Baal Mum, you could redeem it. But Tmuras Gufay, if you make Tmura from the Maisa, 10th one itself, and in the Negelis. Just like Maisa itself, you cannot be Goy, you can't redeem it, even if it becomes a Baal Mum. The locher is the Baalim has to eat it, but he cannot like be paidur it onto money. It's the same thing, the Tmura has the same locher. You cannot be paidur the Tmura. Now, Tmuras Gufay, the Din Tmura, that if you have the Maisa Beim, you take another Beim in school next to him and say Zutach Azu, that's called Tmuras Gufay. Chal Adova Roi, Vadova Shena Ro. Even if this Beim in school is a Baal Mum, that's the Locha Tmuras Chal upon a Baal Mum. But a Tmuras Shemai, that if you call the 11th one number 10, so we say it becomes into a Shlomim, Eino Chalo El Adova Roi Bavad. It has to be a Beim that's Tam, that's fit to be a Korban Shlomim. But if it would be a Baal Mum, it's not fit for Korban Shlomim, it's not Chal the Kedusha. Again, Yod Aloch, when you mark the Shabal Mum, the Kedusha is not Chal. Now we say, what Amri said over Mishum the Rebbe, there's a question like Amri, Mishum the Rebbe Rachmona the Yispe Tmura Shemoi, Igra, Igro, Igrui, what kind of svar is this? You tell me there's a new Chiddush HaKroat by Maisa Behemam, that if you call the 11th one by mistake, number 10, it becomes Kaddish. So the Chiddush just said that it's Kaddish. So just because it's Kaddish, you want to tell me now, it can't make Tmura, what kind of svar is that? So Mar says, yes. Rashi says the question is Igra Gora, that's not Chalon about Mum, that's the question. No, not about Tmura. You're telling me now if you call number 11, 10, so it's Chal Kedusha Shlomim. But only if the Behem is a Tam, not if it's a Baal Mum. So the question is why? Even if it's a Baal Mum also, just like Maisa Behem is Chal upon a Baal Mum, so why shouldn't this number 11 that becomes a Shlomim, why shouldn't that also be Chal even on a Baal Mum? Just because there's an extra Chiddush here, does that take away the Limudim of Maisa that why should they be Chal upon a Baal Mum? That's the worst question. Mishum Dribi Rachmona Dispe Tmur Shvat is such a Chiddush that if you call number 11, 10, it's called Kaddish, Igru Yigra, you take away the Kedusha, so it's in, yes. They are meaning because we say, my deribi ribi, there's a chiddush akarot to say that when you call number 11, 10, it's chal kedusha. That's all. Or my deribi, laribi, but there's no new chiddush to say that it's chal even upon a balmum. The gay to balmum, we say no, it's like any other korban, it can't be makdish balmum. Furthermore, now, voho, mechi taisi. Like, still, why should I say that? Maybe once there's a ribu in the parsha of Maisa Behema, it should have all the lochas of Maisa Behema that could be chal even on a Balmum also. True, it's a chiddush, but once the chiddush is that this has a loch of Maisa Behema, why isn't the chal on a Balmum? So we're into Zomer Afun of Red Rebbe Yeshua, Mishum Dehav Edover Habo Lidin, Vedover HaChodesh. Like this parsha now to say that number 11, if you call it 10, it's chal kedusha, the Dover HaChodesh. And that's the cloud we say, V'ein b'yel ha'chidushi b'vad. When something comes out to teach us a new chiddush in that parasha, you only learn out the chiddush, and echnam, you can't learn out completely. So the chiddush is that number 11 is chal kedusha shlamin. But that's it. It has to be a behemoth that's fit for the kedusha, and not a balmum. Om alei Rav Nachman by Yitzhak l'rovo, the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Yom that he says, Dover ha'bo b'choivo, something that comes b'choivo, that makes tmura. What does that mean to say? Oilas choiva. So according to Dig, oilas choiva, hidi of the tzmura. Ho oilas nedova loy. Is it true that according to Rebbe, if you bring an oila for korban nedova, it doesn't make tzmura? Why not? Omulei said back to him, that's not what Rebbe meant to say before. It has to be a dova shebechayva. Omulei oilas nedova nami. Even though you only say nedova, like you say harezu, but kivun the kiblu olay. Since you accepted upon yourself to bring this for an oila of the tzmura, what it makes tzmura? That's also called right now mechayv. Right now you have to be mekayim your neder, your nedava. So what did Rabbi mean to say? It has to be a dava shemechayv. And what does it mean to exclude? For lo nitzuch elo li'ayla habo min ha-moisrus. That means sometimes you have leftover money. So lochur is that money you have to put it into the pushka that they buy kabonis tzibur, they buy a korbanil to bring on the mizbeach stam for a dorim for a present. So that korbanil cannot make tzmura. So let's see. My kesava, what does he hold? He kesava lo command the yom of the vesamachlik. What do we do with this leftover money? Sometimes you start over money for a korban chatis, and you have leftover money. So leftover money you put into this pushka to buy moisrus. So it's a machlik. What do you buy? So he holds command the yom holds moisrus nidvas tzibur. It goes to bring a korban tzibur with the money. If so, pshitad lo yav the tmur. Then anyway, I know it doesn't make tmura because so ain't tmuras tmura b'tzibur. By korban tzibur, there's no tmura, so I don't need you to tell me now. Since it's nedav, since it's not a chayv, it doesn't make tmura. Pshita doesn't make tmura. It's a korban tzibur. Ela rather, Rabbi Shimon Sfirul like command yom and the money holds moisrois, the leftover money you have for korban, or is lenidvas yochrasli. Or else, in the case we had a korban oshem and you lost it, and you nischapa with another korban oshem. So the first one now is nitik l'reyit. You have to let it pasture and sell it, and with the money you buy a korban oila. That's called Maisrois. So if you hold the Mandiyama, that money goes for a Korban Yochid, Nitvas Yochid. Means the Yochid could bring it. Means the person brings it from self for his own present to Hashem. There's no Chayv for him to do it, but that's called like a Dovashayn Chayva. So on this, the Chiddush is, on that Korban is no Tamura. So the verse says, Man Shamad Lehais, for who hears this Svarah? Rabbi Eleza. Rabbi Eleza is the one that says that the money goes for a Yochid. If so, Hashemin Lehi Behed, you will learn clearly. The Yov the Tzmura, that according to Rabbi Lezer, this carbon oilo that's bought for present, even though a Yochid brings it, it doesn't make Tzmura. The Tani will learn like this. Oilo habo min ha-moisrus. Oilo that comes from the leftover money. Oysa Tzmura, divi Rabbi Lezer. Even though it's a carbon Yochid, it's a carbon oilo, it does make Tzmura. So who's like a Shimon go like? Who's Rabbi Shimon saying according to? Tzmura says true. Rabbi Shimon savula kavase b'chodo upon alay b'chodo. Rabbi Shimon holds a little bit like Rabbi Lezer, that the leftover money goes for a korban yochid, but a yag is on Rabbi Lezer, that it does not make tmura. Rabbi Lezer saw oila habo min ha-moisrus oisa tmura. Rabbi Lezer himself holds that since this is a korban yochid, it could even make tmura. The yu saw Rabbi Shimon holds no ain oisa tmura, that this korban, since it's not a korban shabachayva, it just time brings it for a present, it does not make tmura. But the Rehokhiv so that we have hold the boy Rabbi, not Rabbi Nesfer Shiloh. Hifrish Oshom lehischapa boy. You set aside a korban oshom to get a kapora. Fahema boy, and it became a balmum, and then you lost it. And the hischapa boy oshom, he brought a different korban oshom. So then you found the first one. So v'nitik zeh li'ula. Vinafchet, Taheima bo means you made tumura. This is the shalom we had before. Again, that you set aside a korban oshim, so it has a kedushas oshim, and Vaheima bo, you made tumura on it. And then, Vinishchapa b'yoshamach, you lost it, and you brought a different one, and then you found the first one. So now it changes over, nitik zel oilam, comes to be a korban oilam. So the question was, according to Rabbi Shimon Shita before, Mal Shayasa v'yema bo, could you go ahead and make tumura a second time? Rabbi Shimon Shita before, according to Rabbi Yochanan, was that once you made tumura from a korban once, you can't make tumura a second time. So the question is, maybe it's only with the same animal or the same kedusha, but here it has a different kedusha, maybe you could. So where says Aliba the man, who is that child according to? He led me for the time, Aliba the Rabbi Shimon himself, who Amrut Rabbi Shimon Svirlei. Anyway, that korban oila, that because you lost your korban oshim, and now it comes in to be a noila. So that korban anyway doesn't have tumur according to Rabbi Shimon. So what's your shaila? What's Rav Avin's shaila? Can't make tumur anyway. So Mora says no. Rav Avin echnami hochikim ebole. Rav Avin a question like this: if you'd find the tana taka not like Rabbi Shimon, only partially like Rabbi Shimon, then what the koyik Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Shimon's straw that holds the yoma ein mamirin mechazna mamirin. That was Rav Shimon's Svar before, that if you have a regular korban and you made tumura on it once, you took a behemoth chulu next to it and says zu tacha zu, so you can't do it a second time. On the same korban, you can't give off tumura a second time. A korban, according to him, only has a koyach once to make tumura. So if you hold like that, shita, and also somebody would hold this tumura like Rav Lezer, also like Rav Lezer's Svar. The young Rav Lezer holds, oila haba min amoisis, when you have the leftover money, and you use it to bring a korban oila. What do we do with that korban oila? It's called the oilas yochid, and therefore Blaz holds oisa tmura, doesn't make tmura. So now you can clear in such a case where the person had this person had the korban oshim, and he made tmura once, and then he lost the korban, brought another one instead, and then he found the first one. Now it comes in to be a korban oila. So what's the halacha according to Reb Shimon? Could you make tmura a second time with this or not? Mal sheyachsav yemebo. So it's like this: b'shnei guf in the kedushachas. Would be two different gufim, if it wouldn't have been lost. Just the first one became a balmum. And then you make it, you remechal it onto another animal. So it's two different behemoths with the same kedush, just one shalomai. Could you make tmura on the second guf? And then, like we had before, the yim tim slam, even if you want to tell me, that in the case of kedush achas, no, where it has the same kedush, you can't. El eshtei kedushas, but guf echad mai. Let's like this case here, the same animal. First it was a korban oshim, then it got lost, and you nischapu in a different korban. So now when you find the first one, it becomes to be a kedushas oiler on it. So it's called shtei kedushas v'guf echad, what will be the loch amai? So mazen echnami tiboi, that's Rav Avin's shayla. Just like Rashi says, loshen of tiboi means, loshen Yerushalmi, kemoi teikub loshen bavli. Loshen tiboi taka is loshen of a teiko. Staka teiko, we would not know what the loch is. Rashi Shita says Tiboi Vu Loshen Loshenov Yishalmi Kiluama Tisaro Lishalach Chachamim Rabin. She wake up to ask this question to a lot of Rabbonim. Ashetame Boyal Emes till you find out the Emes. For we mokim teiko that we have teiko. So kids said that would be the Shaila. So we have such a Shaila. So according to Rabbi Shimon, this Oila does not make Tamur anyway. But according to the other Shitas, according to Rabbi Lezer holds no, that this Oila would make Tamur. And then the shayla is, if you made tumura once, now you want to do it a second time. First it was an oshim, and now it came to be an oila. He since it's the same korban, but it has two different kedushas. Could you make a second tumura or not? That's a shayla. All right, we'll stop here.